What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's episode.
Today's free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, dude. I want to start with this relationship advice that I sent a couple weeks ago.
Already?
Yeah, I think we should jump right into it because I sent it a while ago and we never got to it. And it really tickles me pink. It truly does.
Did it ever make the rounds?
I mean, it was on the Twitter, the relationships.txt one.
The fuck? Who even is this, man?
Okay, I'm going to pull it up. Okay, here.
No fucking way. You can catfish with this guy?
Wait, is that who it is? Oh my God, I thought they were talking about Jason Momoa.
Nah.
Oh my God. They're talking about... Okay, so this has to be a troll, but it's so funny. It might not be a troll, though.
All right, well...
Okay, so... When I was reading this, I was thinking, okay, let me just read it, and then we'll
let's just change it to Jason Momoa because it's funnier, and then we can change it to who it actually is.
Okay. Okay, the title makes me sound like a terrible person. Okay, yeah, sorry. Here, the title is I, 36 male, catfished my wife, 37F, pretending to be Jason Mantzoukas. Jason Momoa. The title makes me sound like a terrible person, but hear me out. My wife and I were joking about our celebrity crushes and hall pass celebrities. Mine was Beyonce, who I'm obviously never going to meet, and hers was Jason Momoa. I was like, that's weird. I would expect a Hemsworth or something, but okay. Then she was like, yeah, we went to the same college, but 10 years apart. She said that whenever events open up again, she might go to a reunion event to meet Jason Momoa. I couldn't tell if she was kidding, and this was starting to feel like a little too real. I created a fake Middlebury alum email address and emailed her about a new program for Middlebury alums to mentor each other. I told her she was assigned to Jason Momoa. She was thrilled, and so I've been exchanging emails with her from Jason Momoa. I was incredibly sad to see that it got flirtatious fast. What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Wow.
My wife isn't really very sexually active with me, so lust got the better of me. I've been sending her headless nudes of some hairy-looking guy I found on Google, and she's been sending nudes back. So she's kind of having an affair.
Horseshit.
I know this sounds insane, but I kind of want to go with it, as this is the most sexual I've been with my wife in a while. It's a bit soul-crushing, though, because I am pretending to be Jason Momoa. Is it absolutely necessary I fess up? As weird as it is, how long could I continue with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is definitely a writing prompt, but this is genius. What were you about to say? It's pretty so.
I mean, I was going to say, if this is real, it's weird enough with Jason Momoa. Like, the whole situation is so sad and bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's even weirder with Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah.
He's like one of my favorite comedic actors.
Oh, no, he's hilarious.
He's so fucking funny.
Super funny.
But he's not like, he's no Jason Momoa, you know? He's not
no.
like.
No.
He's,
no.
Ugh.
I can't wait for someone to send him just that clip of us being like, he's not Jason Momoa. And he's like, well, fuck you guys.
I mean, he's not. None of us are. What are you talking about? Search a picture of Jason Momoa right now.
Okay. They can't see the screen, but I'll search one for you just so you have it.
Just so, I want to see it.
Two guys on the computer looking at Jason Momoa.
Bro. Who is that? You know who's that? Who is that dude? Remember that dude on Twitter? That alpha male guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, mimetic. The mimetic guy.
Yeah, the mimetic. He looks like, you know, like a stupid version.
Bro, I love when Jason Momoa got like thick.
Yeah.
Thick by his definition, which was just no abs. It's like this dude.
He's still pretty jacked.
Could still chuck a bus tire. Like,
yeah.
How is anybody really mad at the way?
So what, you think this is fake?
It's gotta be fake. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. This seems like a pretty believable. Like the type of person that goes on Reddit, I could see this being real.
Totally.
Bro, you know what's crazy is Siva dug up, or not, he didn't dig up, but like he got into some thread where basically a dude posted that he had gotten out of prison on his Reddit account.
Okay.
And it was a picture of him standing like arms open in his like jumpsuit. And all the comments were like, oh, congratulations, like this and that. And then someone was like, oh, are you heading down to some town in Mexico? And when you read about the guy's case, he killed his ex-wife's boyfriend or something. It was like an affair situation. And that's why he went to prison, because he murdered this guy in Mexico, I guess.
Okay.
But the crazy part is that he posted on Reddit, in the Christianity subreddit, he was like, I'm thinking about killing someone and I'm having a hard time convincing myself not to.
Wait. This is before he went to jail?
This is before he went to jail. So he posted that he was going to kill this dude on Reddit and then did it and then posted that he got out of Reddit, like out of jail.
Well, he got, you're saying he didn't get convicted?
No, let me, I don't want to dox his fucking name.
Like you're saying he got out.
Yeah, like he got off.
He got off. Like he beat the case.
Hold on. Let me get this boy. Yeah. He got out.
And so there's no way that you can,
the fuck?
There's no way you can get convicted after you have like an innocent verdict, right?
Yeah. Hold on. You go look.
What's that called? Statue of limitations or something?
No, that's double jeopardy. You can't be
double
tried.
Jeopardy.
Can't be tried for the same crime twice.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I got okay.
Pull up the picture real quick. Just click on the picture. I got out of prison a few days ago. It was raining.
Sorry. It was raining.
When I left the gate, I couldn't help myself. Okay. Got it.
Just standing.
He's like a young looking guy too.
Yep. Yes, that's me. I was fucked in a fuck state of mind over a woman I was obsessed with and adored. I was driven mad with jealousy and feelings of inadequacy. I called myself a freak and a monster for not having been able to be hers. Yes, the current term would be incel, a movement I would have joined for sure if it had been around then. Thank God it wasn't. I might have been driven to do something worse. I'm extremely thankful I failed. I'm glad he's doing. Oh, so maybe he wasn't successful. He attempted to murder this guy.
Oh.
Okay, so that makes more sense. But yeah, look at this. Where is it?
Wait.
Let me dig through his posts. This is like his entire account. Maybe he deleted the post. Yeah, hold on. I have a removed Reddit. Two guys on the computer looking at
unsuccessful it is. I'm murderer. Going to murder someone and I'm having a hard time convincing myself not to.
Oh, and then yeah, the
Jesus, this is crazy.
Yeah, wild.
The girl I've loved with for 2 years was forced to have sex with the man she's been dating. I've done nothing but sit back and watch her get away. Yes, I do understand that.
Oh my God, he wasn't even, what the fuck? He wasn't even like with this lady? That's, oh my God, bro. That's so scary.
Jesus. So how long was he in jail for, I wonder?
This was 6 years ago, and he hadn't posted on Reddit in like 6 years, so you can imagine.
Oh, my God. I mean, I wonder if in this case, like, he really is rehabilitated. Because he seems like he's like, yeah, I would have been an incel. I was really angry back then and everything.
Seems self-aware.
I imagine 5 years in prison has to, like, do something to you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a, yeah, I mean, so you can't guarantee. Sometimes it just makes you worse off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like in most cases, prison is just not built for rehabilitation, even though they say it is.
Oh, yeah.
For something like this, I don't know, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that's wild. It's hard being a girl, man. you just go to class and there's some dude back there who's like, I love you.
Your boyfriend doesn't deserve you.
Yeah.
She's like, no, he does. He's fine. We're happy. Yeah. We're happy together. No, you're not. You're forced to be with him. He's forcing you. No, I'm just there, you know, with my own self-will. And
everything's cool. Yeah.
Everything's good.
I like Buddy.
I'm going to kill him. Okay. All right. Fuck it. Let's just click the scooter video. Let's see this shit. Enough with the bullshit, dude. Hit me with the scooter video.
Speaking of relationships, bro. Hold on. This one is gold in a way that you couldn't. Oh, man. This one fucking pounds. The tears on this one. I know someone's going to give me shit for laughing at this dude's emotional state, but you can't not, with the way this whole thing plays out, you can't. I couldn't even believe this was real. Like, I thought Jason Sudeikis was going to be the guy on the scooter with how well written this shit is. Hold on.
Okay.
This is unreal. I'm switching the screen so everybody can see it. Okay.
I can't wait.
All right. Wait, one more, sorry. And scene, okay.
He's not gonna let me be your friend. He's not gonna let us do stuff together. And there's no way it's gonna be able to work. And you're gonna have to come to a point where you're gonna choose him or me, and you're gonna choose him. You will. Because that's what everyone does. That's what always happens. It's never me, I'm never good enough.
Oh my god. I love when someone's actions like immediately validate what they just said. Like, this guy is like, I'm never gonna be good enough. This is always how it happens. And then he screams and rides away on a Vespa. It's like, dude, maybe that's why. Maybe that's the reason.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. His mother did not love him, man. Oh my god, dude. So fucking. Just the riding away on the scooter.
Yeah, it's so good.
I thought this was a Dax Shepard movie or something. Like.
Poor guy, man.
Bro, it was. So, it's just timed so well. And to have that, man, to have that argument on, like, on a moped with a with a helmet on, I just feel you have such a lack of respect for yourself. I would never be caught dead arguing with someone sitting on a moped. You cannot. No one will take you seriously sitting on a moped getting, like, you getting upset. You know what I mean?
You can't have a helmet on.
You totally can't have a helmet on.
You can't do a. You can't have a helmet on and do anything seriously.
Uh-uh. Because it makes your head. It makes you look like a fucking lollipop.
Yeah. Except for like a kickflip. Or like a 900. You can have a helmet on and do that seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, but like a skateboard helmet like that, like extreme sport helmet. No.
Oh, we're talking motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, motorcycle
helmet. You cannot have a motorcycle helmet on and do anything seriously besides dirt bike.
Looking like the bottom half of a snowman getting mad at someone like, please. You can't leave me. She's like, yes, I can.
No, she's like, I'm not. I just think we should work on some things. He's like, what?
Stop this shit. So I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. I never can hear you. It's how it always is. When I have this fucking helmet on.
God damn, dude. I mean, maybe we laugh because we're in America, but maybe this is a common thing in like Europe or like Italy. you know?
Arguing on a Vespa?
Yeah, arguing on a Vespa and then just driving
peeling off. Also, dude, to like talk yourself to the point of screaming.
Yeah.
Like he talked himself up to that.
Yeah. You
know? Like the hysteria was growing throughout the whole the whole monologue. And by the end he's just had so much fucking inside himself that he just had to go just to let it all out.
Yeah. Now that speech was not directed at her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like for sure directed at his mom or something. Or
poor guy,
or,
man.
You know. Or the girl's boyfriend that he was going to try to.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Now let's go to an ad. It's been 15 minutes. So that's actually going to be a break.
That's perfect. That's actually perfect. That was a perfect break right there.
Oh, my
God. Nate, you better hit that.
Nate, better hit that, dude. 15:52, and you guys could check in to see if he doesn't hit it. New game. If Nate misses it, one guy has to DM his girl and be like, hey, Nate fucked it.
Do you watch the ad be for like Blue Chew or something?
Yeah.
Not satisfying your woman?
Dude, I was digging through old notes because I needed to add some time for my new video. And so I had the dumbest one, but this shit had me chuckling. It was basically like a therapist be like Vine.
Okay.
Just an inappropriate therapist. Like, he's like,
so when you walked in on your wife, what exactly was she wearing?
It's like,
that's funny.
Sneaking, like, inappropriate ass questions. Like, well,
yeah, that's great.
She's completely naked. It's,
whoa. Whoa. Mm-mm. And we're talking milkers or what? <You know? laughs>
These mommy milkies? Or?
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking this is because of the Freudian connection that you might have with her big juicy milk wagons. Is that the case here? Does she have big milkers?
It's even worse. It's like it's a woman. And he's like, so when your husband cheated on you, who did he cheat on you with? It's like a young girl. I couldn't believe it. She's like, she could be our daughter. And he's like, oh, that's disgusting. How old? She's like 20.
Jeez, barely legal. What?
No, nothing. It's just observation. Just barely legal. So how did they meet? Honestly, I don't know. But it just hurt me because we had the same hair color and it just felt like he went like after a younger version of me. Ah, yes. Was she as well endowed? What?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. How did they meet? She said some dating app. Was it Hinge? Maybe?
What's her at, though?
What's her at?
Bro. Yeah, I just had to bring up that dumb
ass. Did you put that in the video?
No. It was too... You know, that was basically therapists be like.
So when you walked in on your wife.
didn't end up using that one. Fucking, I want it. Okay, I'm going to bring up fighting. Okay, okay. I'm really holding back.
I saw it. I watched it. I watched the replay.
Which one?
The one punch.
Oh,
Chimaev.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What made that so good, dude? What makes that so good? That guy's on a 3-0 streak. He's 9-0 total. His last two fights were like back to back. So he fought a dude on Saturday and then he took a fight for the next Saturday.
Okay.
And he went up in weight. He went up a weight class just to have a fight because he just wanted to fight.
He went up in weight in a week?
In a week.
Okay.
And it wasn't a big jump, you know, but it was still, it was like pretty crazy. And then,
so what happened in the first fight?
Well, he won. He's won all.
He won. Right, but like did he get beat up at all, or he just won?
No, he won. He's 9-0.
Okay. No, I mean, like, was it like a long fight where he got beat up a little bit or anything like that? Because
I think he went to full three rounds. So like, okay. Yeah, it wasn't like you know, and to take a fight on a week is pretty crazy because
nuts.
You know, you don't really know the other guy. Like, you kind of have to train for that other dude. Anyway, so for this last fight he had, the dude he was fighting has like a crazy long record. Like, he's been in the UFC for a while. Okay. And he's just been fighting MMA for a while. And he was like, after he fights me, he's not going to be able to walk. And he got knocked out in 17 seconds.
17 seconds.
And it was the first punch that he threw.
That was the craziest part.
He threw one kick and then one punch and dropped his ass. The dude tweeted afterward. He goes, well, I fucked that one.
Oh, man. It's so funny. So funny watching the replay and seeing his face. The camera's like on him the whole time, and he just has no idea. He has no idea what's coming. And he looks like he's ready to, you know, for a long one. He's like, here we go. Here we go. Clunk.
Alina was on her phone, and I grab her leg. I say, Alina, don't fucking blink. Don't blink. This one's over, I promise you. And you got fucking dotted. And Alina just goes, I fucking blinked.
No way, really?
Like, she literally didn't see it. Like, she's like, what the fuck?
How did you know it was going to go fast?
I just had a vibe. Just like off the beginning of the round. And the way he was stalking him down, I'm like, this is not lasting long. Like, that dude, he just had a look about him that was like, yeah, I said all that shit to hype up the fight, but now it's here. And looking at him in the face, this is a different world.
Oh, I see.
I'm not saying that guy was scared.
He looked like he was a little bit scared?
He looked like he was like really, like he was really remembering his training. He's like, okay, he has to hit. I just have to get past the first hit, and then it's going to be okay. And Chimaev's look was like...
Unfortunately, he wasn't going to let that happen.
Yeah. Chimaev's look was like, I kill you now. So here's the best part, is after he knocks him out, they go to the post-fight interview, and they're like trying to hide, you know, they're trying to make it interesting. He's like, Chimaev, how do you feel? How do you feel after a fight like this? And he just goes, oh, man, I killed this guy.
Oh, Jesus.
And then that's it. Like, and then he's like, do you think I'll get the bonus? 50 G's. I want the 50 G's. Do you think I get the bonus? And the guy's like, well, I don't write the checks. And he's like trying to stimulate a conversation. He just keeps.
Pay me.
Yeah, basically.
Who gonna pay me?
Yeah, basically.
Is he Russian?
He's like some kind of Eastern European. Hold on, let me. Okay. I think he's Dutch. Like, his family might be Eastern European or something, but I believe he's Dutch. Hold on. Hamza Chimaev. He's Swedish. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so his parents.
Who's going to pay me?
Yeah. Who's going to pay me?
Who's going to pay me the money, huh? Are you going to pay me?
He's Russian-born, Swedish mix. Dude.
Hello? I need money.
Hello to you. I need to be paid.
I need to be paid.
Dude, so funny to just knock a dude out in 20 seconds to walk up to Dana White and be like, so you give me the bonus now.
You fork it up, please.
Dana's like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Dana just opens up his wallet.
Yeah, no, man.
Starts counting $50K in cash.
Fucking tomato head, man. The other shit that was funny was like one of the like the co-main event. There's like these eye pokes kept happening because this dude kept like his hands open, but the way his hands looked, it almost looked like he was doing it on purpose.
Okay,
and he was like super in a caricature way. He was so excited to be fighting Donald Cerrone, like he was fought Cowboy, and he was so hyped to like whatever. So. Like, he eye pokes him, and he's like, oh, fuck, man, I'm so sorry.
He said that?
Like that was his, yeah, like he was like really mad at himself and he was like really amped. He was like, fuck!
Ah!
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, man.
It's always going to be like this.
Yeah, dude. It just looks so funny because it kept looking like he was poking him in the eye on purpose. And be like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, Bink.
Getting mad at yourself in a fight is so funny. Fuck, what are you doing? Slapping his own head. Stupid, 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 stupid. Hands closed, you fucking idiot. All right, sorry, bro. Let's get back into it.
It was so good, man. Nico Price, dude. Yeah, what a night. It was, you know, okay, that's it. I'll cap it there. But goddamn, the fucking, oh, man, I killed this guy.
I killed him.
It got me so good.
Where the bag?
Yeah, where's the bag? Where's the bag? I killed him.
I no fumbled the bag. Do you have? All right, let's watch this Matthew McConaughey video. I got to see this.
Oh, Giggles? You want to watch Giggles?
Giggles?
That's what we're calling him after this. Giggles.
Giggles McConaughey?
Yeah, Giggles McConaughey. I still can't smell his last name. McConaughey.
I need some Long Branch, bro. This looks good. I'm just watching the preview right now in Telegram. Ooh.
Oh my God, bro.
Long Branch whiskey.
I'm going to fucking. Oh man, I got a big ass suggestion for Fools Gone Wild.
What is it?
Matthew McConaughey.
What's that?
Way's like, what's
up? I don't
up?
Get it.
Way's like, what's up, fool? Like,
Okay, on the way.
Bro, how have they never used this? It's fucking, it's begging for it in his last name. Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, is that him reading? Wait, what's that picture of him reading John Grisham right there? Click that.
I got to open
it.
Oh,
fucking Instagram.
No.
Ah.
You just open it in a new tab.
Okay, so what's this? Is this a brand deal that he has with John Grisham?
Wait, let me put this on screen. Bro, you have got to be fucking me with this. You have got to be fucking me with this.
Bro, I love this guy, man. Jake Briggins is back.
No
attempt for mercy.
One else can do this picture. No one else can. Wait, say that again.
Jake Briggins is back. A Time for Mercy by John Grisham comes out October 13th.
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
definitely
why?
A brand deal. Bro,
yeah, did John Grisham, like, slip them some cash? Hey, bro. Or do you think he's, like, you think John Grisham, like, he's, like, you know, he's, like, a SoundCloud rapper, like, trying to make it that, like, Texas boys, like, you got to RT this for me, man.
Of
like,
course. Bro, this is hard as nails. Who's the last person on Instagram you saw with a book brand deal?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, and that got more than 1,000 likes.
Look at the first comment, Ryan McCarthy. Nothing like a captivating read.
Oh, what
and
a
the
fucking
book,
dweeb.
The book emoji.
What a dweeb.
Nothing like a captivating. I never snitch on you, daddy.
Oh, Jesus.
That's another one. I love John Grisham books. Nobody gives a fuck.
Dude, this is crazy because, like, he's like a permanent thirst trap. Like, anything he does is a thirst trap.
Yeah.
Which is wild, you know? You can't even, everything he does, you know what? Here's my big, big brain thesis essay right here.
What is it?
Matthew McConaughey is the most objectified man. He's the most objectified man.
Yeah.
Of this generation.
Yeah. You know what? He could probably, yeah. I mean, I'm about to objectify him further, but I'm just saying he could probably ride a Vespa with a helmet on.
Yeah.
And win that argument.
Yeah, because he wouldn't scream.
Yeah, he'd just be like.
He'd say some confusing ass shit and then. Yeah, and then check his left titty for sweat and then drive away. He'd itch his left tit after saying it and then drive away.
He'd go, green light, bitch, and he'd just skirt off.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be like more ambiguous, and then he's like, well, you gonna do. whatever the world made you do. But I got a green light calling my name. So I'll see you later, honey.
She's like, oh, wait, no, Matthew.
Let me leave my husband.
Bro, on the H3 podcast, they pulled up, God damn it, I forget the guy. Dan, maybe? Dan, I forget the one of the producer's names.
Yeah.
But I guess he's been collecting Matthew McConaughey quotes for a long time, like all the most absurd quotes.
Nice.
And he pulled up like 8 of them to get my reaction, and some of them were so absurd.
I mean,
it's exactly what I imagine his book to be. It's just entirely these oxymorons.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll write something and it makes no sense. Like it's a total contradiction. It's so fucking great and funny.
I mean,
and
did he even have a writer for that book? I wonder if it's just solely him writing.
I feel like he wrote it.
Yeah.
And also that shit drops pretty soon, by the way.
Ooh.
So keep that in mind because
ooh.
I did order it. So
ooh. Get a little book club reading.
Oh yeah.
Let's get in with giggles over here. Hold on.
Hold on before you open that. Look at that top left one as well. That looks like it might be a reaction video.
Our man's doing reacts?
We have to watch that after as well.
Our man's is doing reacts? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get giggles over here. Bro, I can't wait for our Matthew McConaughey subset to comment. Oh man, Giggles is such a good nickname. And they're gonna go to this video and be like, "Hi, Giggles." and then you know the male subset will be like, "Nothing like a good chuckle, Matt."
The male subset.
We got dude McConaughey stands.
Yeah, we got a few that respect him. You know?
True life. I'm 28 years old and I run a stan account for Matthew McConaughey.
I'm a straight male.
But I'm just
still
a fan.
I can't I'm just a fan. I can't. I mean, the guy has charisma. What can I say?
I mean, running a stan account for McConaughey is too easy. It writes itself. I mean, I literally just re-upload the clips with glitter on it. And they do fucking numbers.
These things pop the fuck off, dude.
I'll get a little. Just this is the most. This is the strangest video I've seen in a minute.
So what if Oak and Mesquite were throwing a party at the lake house this weekend? I'd go.
Wait, is that it?
That's it.
That's the whole thing.
That's it.
How do you even do that?
So what if Oak and Mesquite were throwing a party at the lake house this weekend? I'd go.
What is that?
Holy
That's why he's
fuck.
Such a great actor. You can't even laugh like that. Try to laugh like that.
We sound like goats.
Bro, how does he do what?
So what if Oak and Mesquite were throwing a party at the lake house this weekend? I'd go.
The first laugh reminds me of Taylor Knips in that one video. Yeah. This is the best Vine I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
he literally can't do any. Ha ha! Yeah. That laugh, love him. Ha ha! That laugh. Oh my god! That laugh.
Blown away. Well crafted. What the fuck are you talking about?
That laugh at the end, though, priceless.
Blown away by this 4-second video. I'm absolutely blown away by what you've managed to accomplish here, dude. In this one sentence,
the same person is somewhere like Inception sucks. I didn't get it. Blown away by you, Matthew. let's peep our man's react, dude. This guy.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
Is,
let's see this.
Is too this good, bro.
830,000 views. Let's go. Wait, he's going on a green light book tour, bro.
Oh, let's pull up.
Come on.
He's starting in October.
Wow, so he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he's getting after it.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, no, I'm
We're doing this.
How am I supposed to smash on the road?
Uh-oh. He's watching his audition tape?
Yeah. Hey, man, whose car is this? You know Bobby?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, I don't need one.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's just how he laughs.
There it is again.
That's just how he laughs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Read this comment on the right by being B. This made my day. Knew you had it the moment you were on that screen 28 years ago, and that movie still holds up, just like you.
God damn,
God,
bro.
God, dude.
That is fucking brutal thirst. I can't. That's, wow.
Yeah, that's federal offense, online horniness.
Dude, you've been praying for 28 years. Holy fuck. That's like being this, like a fan of like a sport, like a franchise in a sport that just never wins, like a Cleveland Browns fan. Like one day.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, and it requires so much to line up for that shit to happen.
When they finally do it. I knew they had it. I knew it 28 years ago when I was 4. And my daddy brought me to my first game. I knew it. I saw something in those jerseys.
That's the male equivalent for being a Matthew McConaughey thirst fan, is just being a Browns fan.
Yeah.
Dedicated to losing.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Pickford, that stunner, I know he's got some. Hey, what is your
ball?
Hey, what you been up to?
This is awesome. I love that he's not providing any commentary.
No. He's literally just watching it.
And just going.
And he's thinking about, I know he's just like looking at, okay, let's see. Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
Yeah, because this is what the fuck we care about. What the bitch?
Nice. Look at that. So, that audition, which I've never seen, was my audition for Wooderson and Dazed and Confused, which I'm sitting there and I watch and I go, man, that was 1992, 28 years ago. And you thought you might just have a little 3-day job for a summer hobby. And 28 years later, I still got a little summer job that turned into a career.
Hard flex. Somebody watched this like, oh my God, it's so high, you can do math.
It's also, you can tell that he's trying to use his poetic, like, actor language.
Oh, yeah.
But he kind of needs to write to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to make a fucking oomph here. He's trying to go for it with the statement. And he's like, look at this, 28 years later, I still got that summer job that turned into a career. And it's like, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's just a tough-ass flex. Damn, that was 28 years ago, and who would have thought? I would have turned out to be one of the baddest motherfuckers on screen.
That's
ever.
What he should have said. That's what I'm saying. That's what he fucking should have said.
Damn, this is 28 years ago. And look at that. I've been in this shit 28 years.
Yeah.
And not a single insurance commercial, bitch.
And I thought this was a summer job. And that summer job paid for this fucking house.
Summer house.
Right now. Look at this. Summer house. Yeah, exactly. Look at this wood. Look at this wood finish behind me.
Oh yeah, that's what I need to see. Toxic McConaughey.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Not this fucking subdued ass shit. I want to see a dickhead.
I want to see him get fucked up on his own whiskey. Like, I want to see him just house a bottle of Long Branch. Like, I want to see him actually go to that party, you know?
Like
where
they do on
Hops
Love Island.
And barley, whatever. Yeah, like they do. Dude, they get fucked up, bro.
I don't know if we said this in the last episode, but they are.
I think we did, and I think when you said that I made a point to like watch for it.
Oh yeah,
Dude, Carrington gets so fucked up.
They are wasted. That's why they can't, like, that's why I took back all my shit talk on them, because I'm like, oh, that's why they keep saying stupid stuff, because, like, they're fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And, like, you look at the flutes they gave them on the UK Love Island, which actually, when you think about it, is not shit to an English person. Like, yeah. English people fucking drink.
Yeah, that's true.
So when they get those little champagne flutes, it's nothing. They're you know they're sober the whole time.
Yeah, and on this one, they got chalices.
Yeah,
filled
full
with
up chalice.
Wine every single time.
Well, bro, they left a cut in there of Selly. Because remember when Wes told us they get, like, limited drinks?
Yeah.
They left a cut in there of Selly going, oh, man, I'm going to go get that second drink because I need that shit. So it's like they're trying to space it out, those heavy-ass fucking cups.
Oh, I see. So they are only supposed to get two.
Yeah, but still, but, I think it's
yeah,
more.
Yeah, Wes was saying they, like, sneak some sometimes. Like, they can steal some from where
they
store
other
it
islanders
or something
or whatever.
Like
that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess other islanders. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you didn't use yours? Well, let me get the... Are you caught up? I'm close to caught up.
I'm almost caught up. The one last night was...
Last thing I saw was Mackenzie trying to get back with Connor, and then...
Oh, okay, yeah, you're not...
Carrington tries to break it up, yeah, so...
How funny is that shit?
He's like,
hey. He walks over... Can I steal him for a second? It's really important. It's like, what could possibly be important in the fucking villa? There's nothing going on.
Man, like, first of all, Connor, bless that guy's heart, man.
He's just so... He's just... Oh, man, I don't know. He's just... It's like he's in middle school, you know?
No, it's like he's 10 years old, man.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's like a fifth grader.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't even know how that, I mean, that guy's an accountant. I'd be terrified if that guy was doing my fucking numbers, man. I'd be horrified.
When he walked in holding the teddy bear, I felt something so bad just in my soul. I was like, you poor, poor dude.
If you're not watching Love Island this season, basically this fool goes to Casa Amor, and his lady is, like, basically hooking up with this other dude, talking about how, oh, and the fucking mental gymnastics that she did.
Oh, yeah. The worst part is that she pressured him into the relationship, basically. He didn't want to be in it. He didn't actually like her, but she kept manipulating him. She's so, like, emotionally manipulative. Like, anytime he was... trying to be honest, she would just break down and cry, and so she like kind of trained him not to do that,
yeah,
like not to open up, and so eventually he was just scared to like not to break up with her. Basically, mm-hmm. He wanted to, but she wouldn't let him.
Yeah,
and so he's stuck in this relationship, and then he goes to Casa Amor, which is when they go to a separate house with all new dudes, and then at the end of 3 or 4 days they come back.
Yeah, all new dudes. The six guys go to hang out with six other guys just to chill.
No,
they're just 12 guys hanging.
I bet they'd be stoked.
They'd be like, more bros? Yes, dude.
Fucking, let's do it. Beer pong. Let's set it up. No, they go to hang out with all new girls. The girls get a whole new cast of dudes in their house.
Yeah.
And then they you know, they flirt. They crack on for like 3-4 days. And then the end, the girls have to decide whether they're going to pick one of the new guys.
Yeah.
And the guy does the same thing. And the guy has to walk into the girls, or back into the original house.
Yeah.
And they either walk in with someone or they walk in alone, right? And they see whether or not their girl that they were with before is sitting on the couch with a new guy or sitting alone. And so Mackenzie picks this new guy. She like, you know, basically flirts with this new guy, gets along with him great, and all of a sudden she's like, Connor's not that cool anymore, and I don't know why I was ever with him.
Sandbagging Connor, like,
yeah,
crazy. Like, just like, oh, he fucking sucks, and...
Yeah.
And like, it's like, well, when I think about it, he was the one who wasn't blah, 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 just ignoring all the other fucking dark shit she did.
Yeah.
And then this dude comes, Connor comes walking in with her teddy bear that she sent him, which is fucked up that she sent him that while hooking up with another guy, basically to keep him at bay. And then,
and he's like, oh, it smells like her. It smells like Mackenzie.
Ugh. And then,
meanwhile, she's just fucking playing tonsil hockey with this other guy, tatted up too. This dude's like 6 foot tall, tatted, dyed blonde hair, perfect smile, right?
Yeah.
That's who she's flirting with. Meanwhile, Mackenzie is smelling this teddy bear.
Yeah.
She left him.
Yeah.
And not flirting with anyone else because he's like, no, I'm staying loyal.
And I hated that when he walked in with the bear, she acted like it was a surprise.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he walked in with Barnaby, whatever the fuck that bear's name is. And then she made it about herself. She made the whole thing about herself. And that whole situation with the hideaway, like, God damn, they picked the perfect villain. Oh my God. I haven't seen somebody that spoiled in forever.
Yeah.
That, bro, wow. Wow.
Oh, the hideaway when they got it? When they got a text that said the hideaway was open? And yeah. She was like, well, come on, Connor. And everyone was like, we should talk about this.
And then she used the words, I want it. And everyone goes, all right.
The best part is when, did we already talk about this? When she starts going down on him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's like giggling and all that. Yeah.
He's like giggling.
Yeah.
Anyways, the show is incredible this season.
There's one thing we didn't get in that whole scenario, which is the worst. She goes, use the bidet. It's crazy. And he goes, all right. And I could tell in his soul, he didn't want to sit on that thing. He didn't. And he goes and uses it. He's like,
that was crazy.
Whoa. I've never seen someone held hostage so bad.
Yeah.
Like that, like his demeanor was, it was like front row to open mic.
Yeah.
That's the whole,
yeah.
He has to laugh. He has to respond. Hey, man, who are you here with tonight? Myself, man. Cool, man. Cool. This joke is for you. There's at least like 7 other people here, man. It doesn't have to be. No, it's about you, man. Okay. Cool, yeah. Man.
Cool.
This is my guy. He's going to laugh. I love comedy.
Love comedy. I love to sit here and watch. The worst part about the whole thing is that after that happened, next couple days, the new guy with Mackenzie realizes that she is indeed crazy. And so they end up like kind of splitting up and she goes back to Connor and somehow gets him to kind of almost consider going back with her.
Dude.
Like, how brutal is that?
Dude. Man, oh man. So, I appreciated Carrington just trying to split it up.
Yeah.
And I was crying laughing when Johnny and Caleb come back and they cut to her and she's like, and they cut to the dudes and they're like, you don't owe her anything. They're really trying to drill it through his head.
Oh,
she
yeah.
stinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And even the girls are like, Connor, you can't. you can't.
And even the dudes to Mackenzie, even Carrington to Mackenzie was like, listen, I love you, but you fucking put this dude through so much.
Yeah.
Just back off.
Yeah,
like,
just
let
leave him
fucking
alone.
Live.
Yeah. Just go away. Just fucking go away. Bro, and then what's so funny is it when she was talking about Jalen, the other dude she's hooking up with, and then the girl's like, well, maybe this and that. And she just starts crying. She's like, I thought it was about me, and like, no one's talking about my feelings. It's just like, and they're like, we're just trying to give you what he might have meant by that. Just a little bit of perspective. And
it's
everyone
so
in that
great.
Room was like, okay.
As soon as she does that face where she's like, but I thought, it's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Here we go again.
And it's not even like real crying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's just like the feel bad for me face.
It's just, oh man.
Please, a little sympathy.
It's perfect though. They picked the perfect person. Them too.
It's yeah. It's great. It's just this season is so fucking great. So basically, I don't think you've watched this far yet. This isn't really a spoiler, but three new guys enter. And like two or three episodes in, one of them just disappears. And everyone on Twitter is like, I was on an Instagram post comment thread, and I was reading because they're all like, what the fuck happened to this guy? What happened to this guy? Apparently someone found him in gay porn. And I guess he like didn't tell the producers or something before he got casted, and so they kicked him off for it.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is all through Instagram comments, so I don't know if it's true.
That's a great-ass rumor.
But someone posted the link, and there was like three people that responded. They were like, oh my God, that is him. That is him.
Oh, come on, man. So what? So was it?
I didn't click it.
Bitch, come on.
I didn't click it.
I didn't.
All right, I clicked it.
But, you know.
I clicked it.
Let me just say, this guy could sit on a cake, all right?
Okay, exactly.
This guy could sit on a cake.
No, I could tell by the ass. It's definitely him.
Yeah. Oh, man, you asked me this the other day, but in the past, through the quarantine, I blame following gamers. There have been so many fucking dicks on my timeline. It's been ridiculous, man.
Like what else?
Just the dude curling and just all kinds of shit, man.
Curling with his
like doing curls with his, you know, he like replied to like a video of a dude doing curls with his dick. Because like have these dudes like respond with porn clips to be funny, to like innocuous shit.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
Some dude would be like, I'm going live at 7, and then don't fucking reply with a video of a dude like. Like you're slapping his meat, and then the dude will respond like LMAO.
Oh, that's funny.
Twitter wants to keep autoplay, but they don't screen their content. Like Facebook's content is screened out the ass, so the autoplay is all right. Maybe it's not actually. I've never been.
Probably isn't.
I haven't been on Facebook in years. So,
but Twitter is kind of the Wild West with that shit. Still,
yeah. It's just people fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time I'm seeing people.
Which is great. That's what it should be.
Yeah, no, it should be.
Like, I love that Twitter never took down porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're still the last remaining social network that it's just that fine porn, to have porn on there. It's awesome. What other one has done that? Tumblr even shut it fucking down. Tumblr was, like, where you went for porn.
Dude, there was, like, a random clip I saw the other day. Of a porn. It was like a girl in a conference room. She's just in the conference room, and the setup is like clearly like some, you know, workplace porn, like sex shit. And she looks around the conference room, then she looks out the door to the conference room to make sure no one is coming in. And she bends over to pick up an Expo marker, and this dude just dips into the shot, lifts up her dress, and then runs out. And she stands up. She's like, huh? And I'm like laughing. I'm like, bro, that is like, if that actually happened in real life,
that's like, oh my God, like the perfect example of workplace sexual harassment right there.
I brought this up before. I'm bringing it up again. If someone can find this video somehow, I'll put this out into the fucking ether and I hope it comes back.
Was it the sketch?
No, it was one of my jobs. We had to watch a sexual harassment video, and one of the sexual harassment segments was inappropriate touching, but they had this character. I don't know the guy's name, but they were like, I think it was like Bob. They're like, did Bob give you one of his inappropriate hugs again? And it like shows him like in another scene where he like hugs someone, and dude, it's the fun, like he's like the nastiest looking motherfucker, and he's just grabbing people at work and like hugging the shit out of them, like like, you know,
like grabbing their ass cheeks.
No, like
nice work on that memo,
like
Kathy.
Borderline.
Like, nice. Oh my God,
dude, he's like jacking off their body like against his chest.
Inappropriate hug.
And I'm like, bro,
That's awesome.
That is so far beyond hug.
He's like gyrating. He's doing it like grinding with them a little bit. Yo, what time's that meeting today?
Oh Oh my fucking god, dude. Two fucking funny. He just comes up behind, puts his hands on their waist, and he's just grinding on them a little bit. Hey man.
How's your weekend, by the way?
Hey man, you
short,
come to
too short, right?
You come to the company party this week or what? Because I want to see you move, man. I want to see how you get down.
Yeah, it's everyone. Guys, girls, doesn't matter. Every single one. He's just, his inappropriate hugs knows no bounds. He's just, yo, what's up, boss?
Bro.
What's up, boss? You know, I'll get that work to you later today, all right?
You know that one-handed shit you do to your girl? Like, you might wrap your arm around her with one hand, like one arm, and you might grab one cheek and pull her in?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's just doing that, just holding the dude on his side. Hey, David, what's up, bro? Pow, pull him in. Points at someone else. He's just holding him like his girl. Yo, hit me with that fucking Excel shit later. We got some work to do. Me and my boy over here.
And he's just talking to him like that. Like he holds it like that for a little while.
So yeah, man.
So what do you think about the new accounting changes?
You take a look at those KPIs. That shit is crazy, man. Wow. KPI goals are ridiculous. We don't have the spend for that.
Anyways, scram. Get out of here. Go get to work. Get to work, all right? I'm going to tell Larry that you're get to work. Slapping him on the ass. Get out of here. Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's just like you've seen that sexual harassment sketch, right?
Yeah.
The old one, the classic.
Yeah, you got the inappropriate boner and all that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Sorry, I'm just. Man, just inappropriate hugging some lady and then being like, don't tell Janice, she's my actual work wife. Fuck, dude. If someone can find that shit for me, I promise you that's. It's the funniest.
What was the inappropriate hug? Like, what was he doing?
No, he was like, or I think they call it like an inappropriate bear hug, because he was like bear hugging people and just holding like on to them for too long.
Yeah. Ugh. Nah. That is creepy.
It just also makes me think, what the fuck was going on like in the 90s in the workplace that, because you know, the company I was at, they hadn't upgraded that DVD and easily 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what was the 90s like that they had to make that video? Like, all right, a bear, you know, like, oh, what would be a premise that most people understand? Oh, like a bear hug. Guys are always doing bear hugs. Oh, yeah, guys are always bear hugging at work.
That's so funny.
Like, is there like a stereotype in the 90s? Yeah, like the bear hugging dude?
Oh, yeah, we got it. Oh, yeah, the bear hug. Ugh, I hate that. It happens every single day.
And then that guy coming to work.
And the dude.
I guess we can't bear hug anymore.
I would have been like four or five dudes, you know, doing like locker room talk in the break room. It was like, how many bear hugs you give today?
Oh, God. Dude,
I bear hugged the shit out of Jackie.
Sebokin. Sexual harassment squad, triple S.
Yeah.
I guess can't bear hug anymore. Things are getting so PC.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here go the PC police. Can't even bear hug anymore.
Everyone's offended now. It's just a little hug. What, do you fucking report your mom when she gives you a hug, too? You fucking fire your mom. What, you fire your parents, huh? Fire them. Fuck, I didn't like this job anyways.
Oh, my fucking God. Victim blaming to the umpteenth. God damn.
What was the 90s like? Everyone just drunk as fuck, too?
That's probably what it was. Was dudes just getting wasted at work. That's why they had to put all those signs everywhere. You can't be drunk.
And then imagine what the Christmas party was like.
Oof. Nowadays,
that's where the shit goes down now, you know?
Yeah.
People get a little loose, they get a little sauced up, and then they, you know?
It's got to be a carryover from like the 50s, right? Like when dudes were just like doing, like drinking whiskey at 11.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had like cough drops with cocaine in them.
Yeah. Right. Or just Coca-Cola.
Yeah. It's. I mean, that must be why they talked like that in the 50s. Because they're all on Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shay. That's more like the 20s.
Yeah. A little bit earlier. But that's when actually, when did Coca-Cola exist with the cocaine in it?
Well, 50s?
That was like, wasn't that the, oh, was it 50s?
Cocaine.
Coca-Cola.
Fact check, cocaine and Coca-Cola back in, what the fuck?
So funny to picture two dudes just like drinking a, like sharing a Coke.
Bro, what?
Just like fucking, what?
Coca-Cola's been around since, right? It was 1885?
Yeah, dude.
I did not realize Coca-Cola was that old, man.
What the classic shit.
Fuck? Dude, this was like Prohibition era.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
So when did it have cocaine in it?
Just how much cocaine was originally in the formulation is hard to determine, but the drink undeniably contained some cocaine in its early days.
I wonder if there's like one more left of that. Original, like in a museum somewhere. Like that we could just buy.
Yeah.
Just drink a little bit. Like before one podcast, like get a little bit yacked up, you know? Might be fun.
Hold on.
All right, folks, we're off the original Coke right now.
And honestly, what the fuck? These people made it. Oh, we can watch this in the Bone Zone. Let's go, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right, see you guys in the Bone Zone. We're going to
take a little piz.
Cocaine Coca-Cola.
Let's do it. Thank you, tmgpod.com, if you want to get merch. Thank you. Bye.
See you guys.